Warning, the following podcast contains coarse language and spoilers for the film and the title of the podcast.
Now playing movie reviews in 20 Qs.
Hello, you goddamn fantastic people, and welcome to the podcast Movie Reviews in 20 Qs, the show where we review a movie by asking 20 weird and wonderful questions about it. As you can see in the name of this podcast, we are doing the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles film, Mutant Mayhem. And if you're going to do a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle film, you've got to get in a guy with the mind of a teenager as much. How you going?
Cut the music. I want to know, Sam, if you keep your promises.
I'm eating my own hat?
I was so stoked.
What the fuck?
I was so stoked you wore a hat today because I was like, I listened to the podcast and the whole time I was just hoping, I was just waiting for her to say, I'm the best singer out of the group.
Yeah, right.
She gave it away. She gave it up. So I bought you a knife and fork, and let's go.
I actually did it tonight.
Tomato sauce?
I christened my fish and chips as hat, and I ate it. It was delicious.
Do you have it with a side of humble pie?
I got it. Massive side of humble pie. Fuck, she got me. Holy shit. I don't even want to listen back to the Pitch Perfect episode because I remember the disbelief and like, she's going to say it soon. Surely she's going to say it soon. Anyway, enough out of Mr. Teenager. Let's move on to the mutant. Kahu, how are you going?
Yeah, I'm just in the dark of that whole exchange. But I'm good. I'm good.
Just hide inside your shell, you turtle.
Yeah.
See, anyway, the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles film has just come out. Well, it's just come out in New Zealand. It's been out in America for like 3 months, 6 months. Some of us watched it at the movie theaters. Some of us didn't.
Watched it way before it got to the movie theaters.
Well, the New Zealand movie theaters.
Like, takes me back way back to the early 90s when we got movies 3 months late all the time.
Yeah, sometimes 3 years late.
Yeah.
Biggest name behind this, Seth Rogen. He was the one that I believe wrote it with his usual producing writer co-partner Evan Goldberg. He also stars in it. A whole bunch of other people starring in it, of which I don't know any of their names looking at them.
Really? Jackie Chan?
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, I know you? Jackie Chan. I know his name is John Cena.
Wow, 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 wow.
Few big names filling in the sort of smaller roles. Paul Rudd, he was amazing. Rose Byrne.
Post Malone made it off the soundtrack and into the cast.
Amazing, eh? They managed to keep him, like, sober enough to actually get all the way through a recording session. Amazing. Scores for this film, 7.3 out of 10 on IMDb. 96%, a massive 96% on Rotten Tomatoes.
96%.
Crazy. But we will give our scores and what we think about it pretty soon. If you haven't heard this podcast before, what we do is we review a movie by asking 20 weird and wonderful questions about it. We start with 10 that can be applied to any film. We then move through 3 personal questions that we thought of while we were watching this film. The one we start with, compliment sandwich, one thing good, one thing bad, and one thing good. Kahu, take
one
us away.
One thing good. Do we need a plot?
Oh yeah, plot. Who's watched it the most recently?
Machu.
No, I watched this first. I watched this miles before you guys. Easy.
Okay, well, I'll say
it. You guys watched it just recently, right?
Yeah. I
only come with movies that I've watched about 2 months ago.
Oh, I have a crack. Let me think. After years of being shouted from the human world, the Turtle Brothers set out to win the hearts of New Yorkers and be accepted as normal teenagers. Their new friend April O'Neil helps them take on a mysterious crime syndicate, but they soon get in over their heads when an army of mutants is unleashed upon them. Is that a pretty good description?
Yeah.
Something I just came up with. Yeah, let's move into the questions. Compliment sandwich, Kahu, lead us off.
Yeah, compliment sandwich, good thing. I liked how the grimy visual style of the animation kind of matched the environment of New York.
Yep.
And the turtles living in the sewer. Thought that was pretty well done. Bad. Turtles keep talking over each other all the time. That just really got on my nerves.
Okay, Karen.
You kids, shut up.
We never do that on this podcast.
Right of those damn skateboards. You hate people talking over you. That's curious.
No, it just annoyed me.
Why are you staring at Machu? <way, laughs>
It just annoyed me in this film because they just had annoying kid voices. And I'll finish with a good thing. I'd kind of forgotten all about Bebop and Rocksteady. They're so cool.
Yeah, yeah.
They're the boys.
They're the boys.
Awesome for John Cena to be the only one in this film that was like, I actually want to mask my voice a little bit because I'm playing a giant fucking rhinoceros. So it makes no sense that I sound like me. Everyone else, hey, Paul Rudd, we need you to put on a voice of a gecko. Hey, can I just talk like Paul Rudd? Yeah, sure.
Jackie Chan. Oh, just be Jackie Chan.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Rose Byrne, you know how you're Australian? Fucking got it.
it was all right. It was a little bit on the kidsy side, I think, for the audience that it's directed to, which is fine. 5,500 nunchucks.
Wow. That's not very many.
That's way less than Barbie. Holy shit.
Yeah. I love how Barbie's the measuring stick.
If you were a kid, would you rather have Teenage Mutant Ninja Toys or Barbie? These two fellow podcasters would both have Barbies, I think.
Hey, I haven't played my cards.
Also not a kid anymore.
Yeah, so for my confidence image, the first thing is probably I like it how they were teenagers. I'm going to go against Kahu on this one, and I think this is the first time I've seen them actually be teenagers. Sometimes
right?
They're like fucking adults.
Yeah.
I'm a teenager. Oh, fucking hell, I'm a teenager.
Oh, no, you're not. You're about 12 feet tall. Your muscly ears.
You know what the toughest part about being a teenager is? My damn hip replacement. Yeah. And forgetting where I left my spectacles.
This time they were almost like I don't even know how to say this word. Prepubescent.
Is that a word? Have another go, bro. Prepubescent.
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 Preluminescent.
Effervescent.
Yeah, everyone knows what I don't mean.
Wake me up.
Wake me up inside. Yeah, but I thought this time they were just out of boys, just heading into teens, like they said in the film, and it was like, ah, that's cool. They're actually teens in this movie, and they acted like it. So I thought that was cool. My bad thing. There was a lot of misses in the plot. There were a lot of jokes that just like, oh, fuck.
Yes. Yeah. And that's all I got to say, yes.
Kind of made the movie a little hard to get involved with. Like, there was like some bits I was like, oh, I like that. And then I was like, oh, starting. Yeah, I watched this 3 times. And I don't know if I've watched the whole thing. Yeah. And the last thing I did like, so I am giving this compliment sandwich, is their backstory. I thought this is the first time I've been like, that's how they became ninjas. Got the Billy Blanks videos, eh?
Oh, I've got so much to say about that.
I was like, that's cool. That's cool. The whole Splinter backstory, I was like, yeah, that's cool. That's why they live in a sewer. Yeah, so overall, what'd you go? 5,500? Now, I gave Barbie 5,000, so I'm all good wherever I go. not the best, and I do like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, so I'm going to go 5,950 nunchucks.
Yeah, over to me. I enjoyed this. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I enjoyed it as well, especially the visuals. Like, you're right, Kahu. I really enjoyed the visuals. My bad thing was something that you just said was a good thing. Holy shit, there's a lot of exposition in this film. From start to finish, it's like, fuck, how much more do we need to know about these people? Giancarlo Esposito, played Gus Fring in Breaking Bad, plays Baxter Stockman at the start. Oh, I never had any friends and I'm an outcast and that's why I've decided to make these mutants. Like, just fucking rants. Just rants and, like, gives us all his exposition. And then even Splinter. Let me tell you the long story. Don't! We don't need to know it. Just fucking...
More Splinter. More Jackie Chan. He was awesome.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But, like, we don't need to see... Just so much exposition.
Where were you going to put him? You couldn't put him in action scene. He's an old fucking rat.
Wow. Let's save comments on that till later.
Whereas there was no exposition on that guy organization that just kind of disappeared halfway through the film.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah.
It was funny because when I went and saw a review, I thought I fell asleep. Because I remember, like, I was like, what happened to those guys? And then they suddenly, like, take them prisoner, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, who are these guys? Oh, I must have slept through this. I may have watched it again today. I didn't sleep through anything. That's all I'm going to say. And then final good thing, the soundtrack in this. Oh, it's the tits. I really enjoyed it. There's a lot of rap music, a lot of New York rap. Just awesome hits. Hit after hit.
You guys mentioned that the animation and the graphics, whatever you call it. It was cool how the people... looked as fucked up as the mutants.
Yeah.
I was like, what the? That's out of it.
If anything, the turtles looked normaler than the people. Like, especially Baxter Stockman, the dude at the start. And then the head evil lady. She looked like she'd, like, she was a mutant. She looked like she was born by Chernobyl.
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah.
And then, yeah, the other good thing I wanted to bring up was Go Ninja Go, Vanilla Ice's song that he recorded for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I was like, that's the tits. I even wanted the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle or something, and I was like, that's a really good callback. So I enjoyed this more than you guys by the sound of it. 69.
Ooh, nice.
Not quite a seven, but yeah. Not quite a 7,000, but still. Anyway, question number two. What have we got, Kahu?
What scene will you remember on your deathbed?
Have we all got the same answer of none of them?
I had to think long and hard. But I reckon a young Splinter raising the little babies. And I thought that was pretty funny with the old mustache, taking him out on the town. He's going to be called Ratman.
He's called a Ratman.
I loved how he had like a 70s disco funk look to him. Yeah, that was conservatively 2013?
Yeah, early 2010s. Yeah. Turtles being milked. That's like, that was a bit grim.
Did that awake something inside of you?
They're like meet the fuckers, eh? You can milk anything with tits.
Yeah.
I've got nipples, Kahu. Can you milk me?
I thought about that every time they were talking about that.
My one was them messing around on top of the building, you know, throwing ninja stars and then, like, slicing things. Only because I've seen it in the trailer a couple of times, and Fern kept asking, can I see the trailer for the Ninja Turtles? And I was like, yes, you can. And so we've seen the trailer quite a few times.
What part was that?
I like it. Anyway, Machu, question number three.
What deep philosophical debate arose in you during this film?
Okay, stay with me here, guys. Do animals need glasses? Because Donatello is rolling around with glasses, right? And then that made me think, why are humans so special? Like, why have we got such great or shit eyesight? Sorry, Kahu, I'm looking at you and you wear glasses. Well, I don't know if you know I'm looking at you, but Kahu wears glasses. And he's got shit eyesight, so he has to wear glasses. Like, are there animals out there that have shit eyesight that are running into fucking walls and shit? And can I get videos of that?
Well, they probably just die, don't they?
No.
Because they can't survive in the natural world.
What do you mean?
Well, like,
you don't need glasses to read. If you're an animal and you need to read, you need glasses. But if you don't need to read, when you take off your glasses, I'm not afraid that you're going to die.
What if you're an animal that can only see like half a meter in front of you?
Don't dogs have
like a blooming hyena comes out of nowhere and just owns you?
I'll tell you what, let's go climb into a lion enclosure, take off Kahu's glasses, we'll all run and we'll see if Kahu runs in the same direction. We'll dress Kahu up like a zebra and we'll just try and see if Kahu would also be able to escape with the rest of us or if he'd run around like a fucking idiot before getting mauled by a lion.
Like, I guess in the natural world, an animal that has no sight is unlikely to mate, right?
No, what about snakes? They pretty
much the genes don't get passed on. There's no mutations.
What sort of genes? Like Levi's or something?
Lees are the good ones.
Oh, Lees are,
Levi's are, you know.
Mr. Hoity Toity, eh?
Yeah, your zipper always comes undone.
That's the reason why, eh, bro? That's the reason why your zipper's always undone.
My zipper just came undone.
Yeah, you know why, eh?
I know why.
Big tube sock down the front.
That's why I'm fucking terrified. I know why. I don't want to get into it. This isn't the podcast. This isn't my therapy sessions.
For Donatello, though, I think it's because he must have got like extra ooze in his eye or something.
Ooze.
My deep philosophical debate was, why is Splinter a New York rat played by Jackie Chan, and are all the mice in New York from Hong Kong? Well, rat, sorry, he's a rat, of course.
Like, well, there was the great rat exodus from Hong Kong in 1947, and as a result, there's quite a huge rat community living in New York.
They just chartered a boat and fled to New York.
He did watch a lot of martial arts films, and maybe that's where he picked up the Hong Kong accent.
Maybe.
That's a great answer.
Yeah, that is a great answer.
What the fuck is going on?
It's a lot more plausible.
What the hell has happened to our podcast? He's giving smart answers. What the fuck are we doing, Kahu? Let's pack it up and leave.
Kahu reckons any blind animal is going to die. Or any animal that's got a slight eye problem. Nah.
think if they couldn't hear, that'd be worse.
Do turtles have ears?
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
Yeah, for sure.
Where are they?
On their body.
Under their shell?
Somewhere on them. No, I'm pretty sure they do.
Really?
It's like a coloration thing. Or... Fuck, who cares? What's your...
Do they have noses? And when I say noses, they have holes for their nose so they can smell?
Yes, of course, man.
Yeah, they do. They've got like...
They get straws stuck in them all the time, remember?
The turtle head. It's like on the...
When they're trying to do walruses and drink their drink.
When they've gone out partying in Ibiza and waking up like, oh, fuck. Is this shit going to come out? What's yours?
You do mean floor spins though on a turtle shell. That'd be the way to go.
Used to do that in the original cartoon.
What's wrong with my question? Do turtles have ears?
Oh, is that your defense? All right. Is that it?
Do I have to announce it? Oh, I've got another one.
I thought you were having one of your senior moments again.
Is this the worst April of all the turtle movies?
I actually really enjoyed this April. I thought she was cool.
Really?
Yeah, I thought
she was cool.
Oh. Yeah.
I thought it was cool how they flipped it so that Leonardo was like the douchey love interest.
Yeah. That's just awful, eh? Why do they have to like her like that? Why can't she just be their friend? I don't get it.
That's how she was in the original one, right? And then, in the TV series, she was like their mate. And then I'm pretty sure Raphael or something had a crush on her at some point.
Yeah,
and
I think Donatella had a crush on Megan Fox. I think half the world has. But, you know, like, but why even have a sex symbol in a movie? It's like, what's that Marvel film with the duck?
Howl the Duck?
Yeah, Howl the Duck. Yes, yeah. Is that necessary?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Why do we have to have a love interest? This got so much fucking exposition in this, and we have to have a love story?
If people want to hear my thoughts on ducks and girls having sex, go over to Contrarians. Don't look at me like that, Co. I did an episode on Howl the Duck. I did an episode on Howl the Duck on the Contrarians podcast. Look up Contrarians, Howl the Duck. It is fucked, that movie.
No one go and investigate that, please.
Anyway, question number four. Which character pissed you off the most?
Leonardo. He was just real lame.
Knocked out on the guys and supposed to be the leader, like, and he's talking like Batman.
Supposed to be the leader, but nobody wants him to be the leader. He thinks he's the leader, but nobody else thinks he's the leader.
Yeah, it's like by default, right?
Yeah.
Well, you said it before, Sam. Baxter Stockman. That was the most annoying one. The old daddy.
Yeah. I didn't like what they did with Michelangelo. He was smaller than the other guys, and he was always the sort of party, fun-loving one. And this one, he wants to do improv, and is kind of almost as nerdy as Donatello.
Yeah, there was actually both him and Raphael were kind of the lesser roles out of the four.
Yeah.
I thought.
Yeah, Raphael was like the anti-hero. He sort of pumped up in the other movies, eh? But this one, yeah.
And he's like twice as big as any of the other ones.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, he was. He was almost always my favorite.
He's on Roy's.
Angry, surly one, eh?
Yeah. How yes.
Oh, why can't I just go out and cook? Be a vigilante. I hate my brothers. I hate my da-da-da-da-da.
Why all my friends are a bunch of losers? I don't know how I relate to him. I don't know what it is about him that makes me go, that's the dude.
It's because he's got shitty utensils for weapons.
Yeah. You get nunchucks. We're running out of weapons. You can have some forks.
Okay, rat guy, you can shut up as well.
I always thought he had the shittiest weapons.
Actually, are we just going to skip to that question right now?
Fuck yeah, let's do it. My second question. Let's add Spanky to the mix. If we were the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, boys, who would we be?
Sam, you're Raphael.
Fucking for sure.
Kahu, you're Donatello.
Yes, absolutely.
So now it's between Leo and Michelangelo.
Yep.
It depends who you want to be led by, Spanky or me.
Wow.
Great you guys options. Are both splinters. Do I want to die a horrible, painful death, or do I want to die a painful, horrible
We're
death?
We're going to swap you out for Bebop and Rocksteady.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. What about you, Ko? Are you...
Yeah, I went Donatello as me as well.
Self-awareness.
I actually had Spanky as Leonardo.
Oh,
wow, really?
That's deep cut, bro. You don't have a sword, but shit.
Leonardo in this film's just creeping all the time.
Oh, Spanky gave me...
Spanky is.
Beat me on the
creep Michelangelo's scale. A little bitch.
Yeah, that's sad.
He's cool, though. Oh, you're Michelangelo.
No, you're Michelangelo. What?
How the fuck is he the cool one?
Yes, I'm the cool one.
He's not the dopey cool one. Oh, I don't know about that.
And much as the surly one in the corner, Raphael.
The angry shit that doesn't listen to instructions. I'm going to tell you now. I'm going to tell you guys, you're both wrong. This is the correct answers. Kahu is Donatello, and then there's Woo. Three Raphaels.
Oh well.
Or if I'm being generous, I'm the Spanky, of the there's two Donatellos and two Raphaels.
Yeah,
there we go. There's no Leos. There's no Michelangelos in this group.
Zero leaders. That's why we're in a garage on a Friday night.
Yeah. Okay. Now that we've segued into one of my questions, let's skip back. Number five, Kahu.
What quote from this film would be the worst to hear immediately after having sex?
Why can't I ever dream about Harrison Ford? Because fuck, I don't look that good in a hat with my whip.
That's a good one. Do you know how hard it is to date mutants my age?
Let's try that again, but with ninja stars.
Oh, that's a bit kinky.
Yes.
A bit too sharp for my liking.
You need to experiment a bit more, Kahu.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like that scene in Desperado, with the stirrup.
Yeah. 100%. Now there's a movie we should be talking about.
Yeah, let's do that.
You're definitely doing that at some point. Number six, Muchu, what is it?
What is the biggest dick move in this movie?
Holy shit, that girl just took a ninja star to her head. I'm going to steal a scooter. What a fucking wanker!
I thought it was pretty average. The humans attacking Splinter and the tiny turtles. They're just little babies.
He was Rat Man, though. They were just after Rat Man.
Yeah, Rat Man. But
I think I'd try and kill Rat Man.
Tiny turtles were collateral.
But here's the thing, right? I've been to New York, and I don't think anyone would have fucking blinked an eye when they saw that shit. They would have been like, yeah, probably. And then just fucking walked on. Not like, Rat Man, get him, you know?
There's an explanation for that, yeah.
Yeah. But he could be his memory of it. People could have been like, oh, you're interesting. And he was like, oh my God, everyone wants to fucking kill me.
I thought it was when all the turtles befriended all the other mutants and then turncoated on them pretty much straight away. I was like, they had a good idea. Fuck the humans.
Yeah.
You're living your whole life in the sewers because of the humans. You have to steal your food just like every other animal on the earth. And then the first time you meet some compatriots, you're like, nah, we'll go with those ones that try to kill us all the time.
Yeah.
It's a good point. It's a very good point. Question number seven. What was the biggest load of bullshit in this movie?
So all the mutants, when they get oozed, is that a thing?
Ooze.
They end up bigger than their original form, but Rocksteady is smaller than an actual rhino. How does that work?
Are you familiar with dwarf rhinos?
Maybe it was a baby rhino.
Yeah,
maybe
They must get different levels of the ooze, because the fly, which is the smallest one, becomes the biggest one.
Yeah.
Although he was the original ace, maybe he had the concentrated ooze.
But the bug grew to be fucking huge.
Yeah.
And then the frog grew to stuff all.
Yeah.
Crocodile was probably smaller. Yeah, you're right. It's kind of bizarre. There's no rhyme or reason.
Yeah, actually, the crocodile. Eh?
Where's the science in a movie in which I want to see the science.
I need to see the science behind this shit.
I want to see the empirical testing going back to day one.
BS.
If I apply ooze to a part of my body, I want to make sure it's going to grow bigger, goddammit.
I want that elephant there.
Sam's after that big booty.
Yeah. I am.
Forget this Brazilian butt lift. I'm going for bebop, the bebop butt lift.
I want to ooze my butt.
I don't know why. Like, why would any thug work for the Superfly? Like, if you're a thug with all your morals and integrity.
You almost made it all the way through there, bro. That was pretty impressive.
No, but I just couldn't, you know, what in what world? You're just a normal person. Why would you work for, how have these mutants figured out that there are thugs out there and then they've just somehow blackmailed them with
hide
death?
Them.
Yeah. With death.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill you. Unless you steal stuff from me.
Yeah, exactly. But if you see the head boss, you're going to get killed as well.
I'm straight up going to eat you or mollywop the fuck out of you.
What the fuck? That was up there in terms of my one as well, of like the biggest load of bullshit was that all his boys would turn on him though.
You know what I mean?
Like easy as too.
Yeah, is that a bigger dick move than the turtles just turning on them? Yeah, it's got to be, eh?
I didn't know whether to do it as a dick move or bullshit because it seems like Superfly's raised these kids.
Yeah, you're my dad, but actually these kids I've just met, I'm going to follow them.
Yeah, I've known them for 37 minutes and they've got a good point.
I don't even mind the people, even though they try and kill me every time I see them.
Yeah. I'm also going to say that it's a complete load of bullshit that none of these like mutants have been seen yet. Right? Superfly comes flying in and then picks up a van and flies it out in New York. And they've got all they've got is like camera footage of the bottom of this van. And they're like, oh, yeah, Miracle World Steel today. They've got CCTV all over New York City. Like, fuck, these guys haven't been spotted before.
Yeah, every thug with a camera, he's watching his boss get bullied by a fucking Superfly.
Yeah.
But maybe it's just as you said, though. It's like, oh, actually, that Superfly, maybe just like a costume around a drone or something.
And he flies into the air.
That can lift trucks.
Yeah, that can lift trucks. The shit the US military are doing with drones is phenomenal nowadays. Yeah. That guy must have stolen one.
You must be real secretive, bloody criminal mastermind, if you're not ringing the cops after you see a fucking Superfly coming and threatening your life, eh?
Right? Holy shit. Question number 8, Kahu.
Which character would you get to help you hide a dead body?
Superfly. Because he'd just come in, swoop it up, eat it. Yeah, he's the ultimate.
He would eat it, so that's a very good point.
Do flies eat stuff or do they just lick stuff? They eat shit, eh? That's what they eat. Like they're always flying.
Oh, I mean, they eat stuff, but I guess they're so small, they're not going to eat an entire turd, are
actually,
they?
Actually, I've been bit by a fly. That's right. Oh, well, there's horse flies. You ever been bit by a fly? That's weak, eh? Like, a fly attacks you.
Ever been bit by a fly?
Sand flies.
Yeah, flies, oh, yeah.
Not like a house fly.
No, like a little bit bigger than a house fly. They call them a horse fly.
Like a blowfly.
Yeah, about that size. Yeah. I got bit by one over in Africa and it was sore. That's how you know you're weak, eh, when flies are getting you.
Kids, this is why you don't take mushrooms. talking about eating corpses, Splinter. He eats his best friend. You know, Splinter's got a best friend, his cockroach. Gets stood on and then he eats him straight afterwards. Plus he knows the tunnels, like the sewers, like the back of his hand. Yeah. He's going to be able to hide a corpse for you really easily.
Yeah. I thought Mondo Gecko, just because... It's just way too trusting.
Not trust that guy with anything, bro.
You reckon?
Yeah, he's insane.
Yeah, but even when the turtles basically betrayed them, he was just real nice about it.
Yeah, but
it's poor Ruddy.
Yeah.
You got to think longevity, bro. Like, you know, like, sure, he'll help you in that moment, but he'll probably befriend someone and be like, "Whoa, this is crazy. This is like the time I helped that Kahu guy hide a dead body."
Yeah.
Whereabouts? I'll just over here. We'll go and have a look.
Yeah. Got to think about this.
The actual hiding, though.
Yeah, the hiding part.
The hiding, he'd be all in.
The other part, too, like about Splinter, was he arranged that, that we're going to talk about soon, was he arranged that birthday party for those guys.
Yeah.
And he managed to sneak all of that shit into their little sewer. Like, go out, grab all of it, sneak it in. He's clever. He's really clever.
They're a bunch of thieves, eh? Like, if
God, we need a crackdown on crime.
We're going to start with rat men. And watch fucking Hong Kong fucking martial art films.
The New Zealand elections in 18 days. If you want to vote for somebody who's strong on rat crime.
Look, actors got a good policy on crime. We need to get all the baddies.
Much you strong on rat crime. Anywho, that moves us over to a Patreon question. And this question comes courtesy of our mate Nick Haskins, who's now on Two Peas in a Pod and loved his latest episode, one of his latest episodes, On the Room. It was amazing. Anyway, what's the next question, Machu?
What type of meal is this movie?
We probably am not going to go very international here, but I went Burger Fuel, which is like a step above your takeaway burger joint, even though it is a takeaway burger joint, but it's not a McDonald's, it's not a KFC, it's not a whatever is in America, Wendy's, or what do they have over in America that... In-N-Out, yeah. Carl's Jr., all that sort of shit.
Wendy's, I'm sure they got Wendy's there. McDonald's, yeah. KFC.
It's like it's a takeaway burger place, but doesn't have a drive-thru, and it sort of markets itself as like a gourmet burger, but at the same time, you're not paying ridiculous prices. That's what this is. It's very American. Step above just recycled garbage shit that you get from McDonald's. But it's not great. No one sits around and goes, oh my God, remember that Burger Fuel we had 2 weeks ago? Oh, that was a tits. We should go back there when we can afford it in 5 years.
Oh, it's got to be a New York hot dog stand.
That's a good point.
It's got to be.
Iconic?
Iconic, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But shit?
Yeah. But average, but it'll get
always
you through.
Always disappointing after you.
But my main question around this was, how do these turtles manage to get their hands on so much hot pizza? Like, obviously not going to go into the pizza place and go, hey, I want 5 pepperoni pizzas, please.
Well, I'm surprised because in the original movies, they used to just like order the pizza place. The pizza place would come to a grate and they'd be like, oh, here you go, and stick the money up through the grate. And then they'd sort of, you know, put the pizza down through the slot.
Yeah.
And like, I thought they might have shown that, but.
Yeah.
But now they're straight up thieves, eh? They're straight up going. They go to the supermarket. They're just like regular teenagers.
These dudes do not have any money. Yeah, exactly.
They steal anything that's not fucking nailed down to the floor.
If this was set in New Zealand, there'd be ram raids. Yeah. And I tell you what, if you want to vote for someone who's going to get strong on ram raids.
Yeah, this for me, this you missed the obvious one. This is pizza and anchovies.
It's too obvious.
Take something good and then make it shit.
Shit? Wow. Yeah. Do you want to shit sandwiches now?
I was thinking about it. Like
a fish on a pizza is so gross.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It sounds hilarious. You're interested to see it. And then after you've tasted it, you don't want anything more to do with it.
Like a fish burger.
In saying that, I've watched it 3 times. Well, at least I've tried it. You don't like fish burgers.
I'm looking at you, fillet of fish.
What's fish burgers? Fish burgers are just like me. Amazing.
The less said, the better.
Yeah. There's no one here.
Everyone here likes fish burgers.
I mean, there's people that like fish burgers, but I don't think they'd say they're amazing.
It's a regular thing on the McDonald's menu.
Yeah. Why?
So now? Forever. It's up there with the cheeseburger in a Happy Meal.
Can you remember last time you had a fish burger?
Never. I don't think I've ever had a fish burger.
I don't think I've ever had a fish burger.
Are you serious? You like, lived.
No, I'm saying.
Anywhere. Not a fillet of fish or like.
Stop calling me Shirley.
Yeah.
I've graduated to that level. This has been a horrible, horrible week. For the last 2 weeks, actually, a horrible, horrible couple of weeks. Fern's been saying shit like, I'm hungry. Hello, hungry. I'm dead. What the fuck am I doing? I want to give myself an uppercut every time I say it now, but I've graduated to that dad joke level.
Oh, no.
Dude, I'm hungry. Oh, hello, hungry. Man.
You know,
I used to have a daughter named Finn, but now I've got a daughter named Hungry.
Dad, look at my recorder. What recorder? It's gone missing all of a sudden.
Anyway, that does move us to question number 10. At what point should they randomly burst into a musical scene?
So I think when they're on the roof and Leonardo is stalking April, something like Empire State of Mind by Katy Perry. I mean, Alicia Keys.
What the fuck are you talking about? Well, much you furiously Google scenes in this film.
No, I got it. My bit would have been when we would have waited to right at the end when the turtles are getting milked and they had the famous Kelly song, My Milkshake Brings All the Boys to the Yard. Yeah. And that's when they get like rescued.
Splinter comes in.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and Splinter starts taking on and
That was a bit BS, that scene, eh? That he could take down all those henchmen.
He can't even protect his sons in the street in New York.
That was one of my biggest loads of bullshit, was that he watched, you know, kung fu movies, and he watched like a self-defense training.
No, this is good. This is funny.
Yeah, it's funny, but like, they've moved away from him being like an amazing, like, you know, sensei who got mutated into a rat. Instead, they've got a rat that's been mutated into a human that's watched a couple of, like...
How the fuck would Ratman
Billy Blanks and
really good? Like, that was just bullshit. This one was like, that's a crack up. That's so funny.
Actually, another thing about that scene, why weren't they milking all the turtles at once? Was there a reason for that?
They only got one milking machine, bro. Do you know how expensive milking machines are? We need our farmers in this country to afford milking machines. And if you want to vote for somebody this election, it's going to help our rural farmland.
Rural farmers are the backbone of New Zealand's economy.
Exactly.
What do they call it? A rotary. It's a rotary thing, eh? Rotary.
Yeah, that's the one that goes around.
Yeah, but that's the one that they milk from. They didn't have one of those. It was like a stand-up rotary.
Yeah.
They fucked it up, so they needed to be horizontal instead of vertical.
I don't know.
You can only fit one down the bottom.
Anyway, this is enough of whatever the fuck we're talking about right now. My musical scene would have been them entering school. I haven't got a song or anything. It would have been funny to have like a musical montage of them entering school. Maybe school's out for summer. No, that doesn't work.
They just started going to school.
It's a musical scene. I hate this question. I only put this in there because when we did last time, you were like, oh, this is fucking question. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it is.
They could have had like
put in a better effort.
Teenage Dirtbag or something.
Top quality podcasting.
I know you hate musicals. It's your fucking podcast.
I fucking hate musicals. What in the effort? I fucking hate musicals. Why have I got this question in there?
There's actually, no Nicolas
right
Cage.
At the end, so I don't have to fucking worry about it. Nicolas Cage should have been Splinter. What the fuck?
Yeah, you could have put Teenage Dirtbag in here somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yay. The best one.
Yay.
Right at the end when they go to school.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Should we just make up more answers that Sam can steal?
Yeah. Next. whose questions round is it?
Okay, so down to my first questions. I love the scene in this film where Superfly talks about mollywopping that dude in New York. I was like, mollywop. That's a cool one to say. That's probably the thing that I'm going to remember most, actually. But name the top three characters that you would like to mollywop in this film.
I mean, the security guard that loses an eye. Mr. Exposition, the one that, like, yeah, there's more exposition. When he's on his way there, he's like, right, now we've been armed with these mutant guns. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh, shut the fuck up. Him, and then his boss that's above him, and then Superfly. Fuck, I wanted to see him get the shit kicked out of him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ice Cube,
baby.
Boom, 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 boom.
99, baby. I do not want to see him. I want to see him get mollywopped.
He gets mollywopped as much as Jackie Chan gets mollywopped. Those guys are heroes, and they.
Well, who's yours then, Mr. Fucking Obvious? He's got an answer for my own question.
I actually don't. April number one.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like April. I can't believe you guys do.
You're just like those people that were giving a shit about being Puke O'Neill. You're just one of those guys.
And you take your pick on any of the two turtles. And yeah, as much
two
as
turtles.
Yeah,
it's four.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, any of the four. Sorry,
Raph was the man. He was cool.
Nah.
No, okay.
You guys nailed it on the head. It's cool to see them be teenagers, and it was shit because they were teenagers.
Yeah. The whole lives ahead of them. God damn it. Look how happy they are.
Yeah.
Hasn't the world beaten them down?
Yeah, Leonardo was definitely one. And I agree with you with the John Cena lookalike head henchman dude.
Yeah.
And the other one was Ray Filet. He was so useless.
Oh, yeah, Ray Filet as well.
He was just, what was the point of Ray Filet? He just couldn't do anything.
Would you guys like to see a video of Ice Cube mollywopping Post Malone?
Oh, yeah, for real.
Fuck yeah, sure. For real? That would be hilarious.
And all he needs is it's a straight up Ice Cube with a mollywop hand.
Yeah.
I mean, Ray Filet was like, have you seen that thing, The Masked Singer or whatever it is? And they're like dressed up as like monsters or something?
I have not, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's Ray Filet. Hopeless.
Fair enough.
Okay, on to my second question. What mutant would you least like to milk?
I think it'd be Superfly, just because those there's so many eyes that'd be creepy.
Fly Milk,
and he's got those little like those little kind of fine hairs that are real irritating.
Yeah.
I've eaten like that. a fly ball, so it's like all these like sand flies all put together, and I paid for it and ate it.
Why?
I don't know, because it was one of those things. Like, do you want to eat this? Okay, I'll eat that.
This kid is why you don't take mushrooms.
and it just tasted like flies. Eh? Why? Imagine what flies taste like. Tastes exactly like that.
Where was this?
Oh, I was over in Africa.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
It was at Sam's house yesterday.
Yeah.
me and Farron was like, eat this. Okay.
Look how many I've got.
We'll put them together and I'll eat it.
Very accurate. He's not telling any lies right now. This is very much exactly what happened. Yeah, I mean, whatever that bug was, that was pretty weird. You know, the vermin or whatever they called him, the one that couldn't talk.
Oh, yeah. It was just like outbursts, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, my next question is four parts. No, you can just name
name what it. What the fuck, man? What the fuck is this question?
My seven-part three questions. So this question is, what actors should have been cast for the voices of the Turtles? You get to name one or four, whatever you've got. And because I just didn't know any of these actors, and all the other, it was an all-star cast except for these young kids who play the Turtles and I suppose April.
But so how many well-known teenage actors do you know, though?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Haley
exactly.
Joel Osment.
Macaulay Culkin. Yeah. The kid that threw the fucking baseball in Jerry Maguire. What the fuck, man? Listeners, here's kids on
that little girl on E.T.
Oh, yeah. Drew Barrymore, yeah. Oh, the girl off Aliens. They mostly come out at night. Mostly. Her.
Well, they're no child actors anymore.
But sometimes during the day.
Julian Dennison, famous New Zealand Kiwi actor, Hunt for the Wilder People, Deadpool 2, garbage since then. Oh, he's in Kong versus Godzilla.
He's on a new Kiwi movie at the moment.
Yeah, his career is on the way down, isn't it? Here's an insight into our podcast. Listeners, this is like at least one time while we're circulating questions before the podcast, there's at least one question where you all go, what the fuck? And this was it. I was like, what the fuck, Mushy? I don't know any actors under 20. Stranger Things kids? Who the fuck am I going to put?
Yeah, the Stranger Things kids.
Because he knows that he doesn't have to answer it, exactly. So he doesn't give a shit.
Exactly. He's gone hard. He's gone really fucking hard. I was like, okay.
Name an actor.
Yeah.
From a movie.
Well, here you go. If I was going to do older actors, I would have done Andy Samberg as Donatello. He's got that nerdy energy.
Yeah.
Danny McBride is Raphael.
Oh, so good. Yeah.
Yeah. John Bernthal is Leonardo. He's got that sort of like gritty, leadery, but
yeah.
Too serious.
And then Channing All Over Your Tatum is Michelangelo.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
Channing All Over Your Tatum.
Good teenagers, those 40-year-old men.
Maybe Morgan Freeman is Leonardo.
James Earl Jones is Leonardo.
Yeah. Clint Eastwood is Raphael. And you want a fun-loving party guy, so I'm going to go with Keith Richards as Michelangelo.
You could just deep fake the whole thing and just go with the Goonies.
The Three Stooges and Charlie Chaplin.
Easy questions, like always.
Yes.
Off to you guys now.
Yep. We've already done one of mine, so let's move us over to my second question. How long do you guys reckon the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles went to high school before they were like, yeah, fuck this?
When do they start? Do they start at year 9? Is that when they started?
Yeah, see, that's another thing. Like, they're 15 years old, right? Yeah, like, 15-ish years old, and they've just gone straight into...
Are they just Billy Madison the way through high school? We're going to start at preschool. 2 weeks later, we're into primary school, and then we're going to intermediate.
Their first year of class, they're like, I'm going to have to fail you. Because we were supposed to do a painting of your hand, but your hand only has 3 fingers on it and not the requisite 5. Listen, what the fuck? I've only got 3 fucking fingers. No. Look, you have to have 5. I'm going to have to fail you on your
finger. Yeah, drawing weird pictures of where the ears are on the anatomy photo. Hey, is that where the fuck is that supposed to be? That's not where ears are.
Where are your shoulders?
Under your shell?
Your shoulders aren't your boobs, buddy. They are for me.
That'd be awesome at PE, though.
Yeah. They would be, yeah. They would be. That mutant raw strength.
Just I think just until the summertime, because, man, it'd be shit in the summer sitting in the classroom in those shells.
You're baking inside a shell.
Yeah, 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 like cooking from the inside.
Aircon's broken.
Hey, are they cold-blooded or what are they?
Yeah.
Do they like the sun? They just sit there and do nothing?
Like all our animals, they don't sweat, so they'll be sitting there just like, I need to go swim in some in the pool again.
Yeah, give me the toilet. I'll go to the toilet again, miss.
need my daily top-up of ooze.
And then my final question, is interspecies relations with a sentient creature okay? Because in this, Leonardo is like totally crushing on April.
Yeah, well, I said this before. That's unnecessary. Find yourself a fucking turtle mutant, day. Eh? Like, come on.
Get like Splinter eggs. Says, though, that, like, their mutant dating pool was very low.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I followed this up with, I know what Kai's going to say. He's going to say gross. I don't want to talk about this. But, I mean, the question for you, what about hot alien, you know, like Gamora or something like that? Oof. Would you guys be like,
you went straight for Gamora, eh?
Because I'm a Marvel boy. What, you want Nebula?
Yeah. Ooh, I don't know.
Superman?
Nebula's stunning.
Yeah. Well, go DC. Do you want Superman?
Superman. What?
I mean, the turtles could almost, like, manufacture their own partners, though, couldn't they? They'd just find a turtle somewhere and who's that?
If I was going to get introduced to a girl, interstellar girl. If I was going for an interstellar girl, I'd be like, Captain Kirk, where are we off to? What bars are we hanging out with? What are the good ones?
So he's sleeping with a lot of green women. Would you be okay with that, sleeping with a lot of green women?
I mean, as long, you know, I just have to, you know, follow in the footsteps of the Captain Kirk King. Yeah. And I don't know. I don't think Peter Quill would be the one to follow. Peter Quill. Peter Quill, is it?
I totally forgot you're on here. That was the introduction to him. I totally forgot you're on here. He's just slept with some red woman. Yep, so I don't think we've got an answer to that. And good. That was my hard question for you guys. And anyway, Kahu, what do you got?
For my questions?
Correct.
My first question is, why do the turtles wear disguises when they've been in the sewer their entire lives?
Modesty. I think like it's like taking off your undies, but it's on your face.
It's like, so the eyes are a little bit rude.
Yeah, look at woo. I've seen the.
Even when they're with your bros.
He's got a monobrow.
No, it's like back in the day where like a woman showed her ankle. Yeah, it's like,
You know, my whole body's pretty much naked, but what's under that? What's under that mask?
They're probably covering their ear holes, and that's like the most sensuous part of a turtle. I went for, like, protection from STDs.
What?
Exactly. I don't know. I'd have fucking given up at this point.
Sex? Are they, like, do they lay their
eggs
somewhere?
Next question.
It's not very interesting, is it? Who is the most useless of the mutants?
Splinter.
Splinter breaks four Ninja Turtles out of, a highly secure facility.
He owns that whole squad of goons.
What does Genghis Frog do? Nothing.
He's a fucking rat.
Yeah,
but and he can't do shit.
He spent his whole life out of an entire bunch of goons.
He spent his whole life in a sewer. Doing what?
So have you. But
I'm not that bad at cleaning.
And if you want to clean up New Zealand, we need to.
Nah, Splinter, easy. He sucks.
The other
guys live above ground. They're dominating. They're about to change the earth for the mutants. Mm. They're leading a rebellion. Splinter's doing the fucking opposite. He's trying to hide till he dies.
It's almost like he's being like a rat.
Yeah. I'm a survivor.
Exactly. I went with Genghis Frog. I'm pretty sure in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, there was the frogs and there was Genghis and Attila and shit, I'm trying to. Can't
Attila the Hun?
Yeah, no, Attila the Hun. There was Genghis, Attila, and Napoleon, and I can't remember what the other one was. But there was like the four frogs, and they were like created to be the nemesis of the turtles, but they ended up being good guys. And on this, Genghis Frog just does fucking nothing. Same with. What's his face?
Speaking of nemesis.
Ray
Fillet. He just wanders around singing. Half of these people are useless.
Speaking of nemesis, there's no Splinter. No Splinter. What did you think of that?
What?
No Splinter in the movie.
What the fuck are you talking about?
No Splinter. No Shredder.
What the fuck?
No fucking Shredder.
What the fuck?
Speaking of Nemesis, no Shredder. There was no Shredder in the film.
I just wanted to see how long you go.
Katy Perry and Alicia Keys weren't in there either.
Where's Splinter?
Jesus.
Where is he?
Titty fucking cry. What the hell?
No. That's Shredder. No Shredder. Shredder's such an iconic Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle villain.
Well,
where was he?
Do you find it bizarre that there's supposed to be four Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but there was no Leonardo or Michelangelo in this movie? Yeah.
They forgot the purple one. The one with the glasses. You know, he was in the film. What happened to the yellow one?
Do you also find it bizarre?
The new orange one instead of the yellow one.
Bizarre, Sam, that we've also all seen a lot of Marvel films that have mid and end credit scenes.
Yes, exactly. And some dude here clearly, who's watched the movie three times, clearly didn't see the credit scene that showed Shredder.
Machu.
There's a mid-credit scene.
Machu doesn't hang around.
Yeah, we know Machu doesn't hang around. Oh, this is finished. Oh, see you later.
Yeah, wham bam, thank you, ma'am.
No, but
I don't really want to wake up and play the hey, what's your name again?
So anyway, what did you guys think about Shredder just being in the end credits and not actually in the movie?
I'm not editing around this. Fuck you. You're making me look stupid 2 weeks in a row. If I'm eating a hat, you're eating whatever shit this is.
It's your fucking hat. I want to see that shit in your mouth.
Yeah, fuck your hat.
On a tangent of useless mutants, you know how the like Superfly, when he went Super Duper Fly, sucked in all these other animals to make this big whale type creature? And like, a horse came off that creature and ran away. Where did this horse come from? It was like he went into the sea or the...
Yeah, because you suck up everything, but then...
But there was a horse. Where did this horse come from?
He started going through the zoo and started...
Oh, right, okay.
Okay. Like, when a mum horse and a dad horse love each other.
But wait a minute, like if you're in the zoo, are you like, oh, there's a horse? What are they going to show me next, like a house cat?
It's like a New Zealand zoo, eh? Like a New Zealand zoo.
Yay, the pigeon pen. Oh, they just got to fly everywhere, these ones.
Listeners, the funniest part about this is we have an animal park that's near us, and the highlights of the animal park are a sheep, and here's a cow, and here's a rabbit. Oh, and here's some ducks that may be here for a little bit of the season, depends on...
There's literally rabbits that sit on that roundabout in Tauriko. There's heaps of them.
Yeah. There's a guinea pig that your kids can play with.
There are emus there, though. They're evil.
Yeah.
Evil.
No, ostriches. And you're not allowed to go anywhere near them because they'll peck your fucking eyes out.
They'll just look like they'll kill you,
This is massive stag.
And if you want to clean up ostriches in this country, you need to vote for someone who's...
down. Okay. And for my final question... Who is the best Chris? The final word.
So the reason why Kahu brings this up is because Machu was like, what the fuck are you talking about? But when Splinter froze the party, he goes, oh, look, I've got Chris Pine, the best Chris. But he also had Chris Pratt, he had Chris Evans. Obviously, there's Chris Hemsworth, there's Chris Cooper, there's Chris Rock, there's Christina Applegate, there's Christian Slater. There's a lot of Chris's.
Chris Farley?
Oh, yeah.
Who's the Chris off... Married with Children.
Kristen Wiig?
Christina Applegate.
Yeah. Kristen Wiig.
This isn't which one do you want to sleep with? This is like, because we know it's Hemsworth for you, obviously, like.
Crispin Glover?
Crispin Glover, yep. Christina Hendricks? She's, well, you know how I feel about Ginger Woman. I married one.
Yeah.
And she is also a very...
Sam's just...
Yes. Oh, I'm waiting for Liz to go, shut the fuck up, Sam. Don't say anything.
No, we're all like, come on.
Yeah, go right in. She's a breath of fresh air.
Liz will be dark that Chris Hemsworth is excluded from this movie.
Yeah. They had one Australian that hit their quota.
Yeah.
They had Rose Byrne that hit their quota of Australians.
The fourth best Chris.
Chris Pratt's got to be
It's got to be Chris. It's Chris Pine.
It is Chris Pine.
Any respectable rugby player in New Zealand who's had a fall from grace always rides the pine. So, yeah.
so you ride the pine?
Not me. I start.
I wonder if anyone overseas understands.
I just come on the pine at the end.
Oh my God. What, what the heck? So, riding the pine is sitting on the bench. I don't know if this translates internationally. No. I feel like I have to cover it. I mean, it's basically your star players turned into a piece of shit or fell from grace or got old. Or, you know, never was actually that good to start with, but they thought they were. But there was no one else to replace them. And now they're riding the pine, which means they're sitting on the bench. Chris Pine also got DIC'd in New Zealand, which is like...
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. They're filming Zed for Zachariah, and then they had a rap party at the pub, and then he went and jumped in his car and got fucking breathalyzed and was over the limit. So
crazy.
New Zealand police are Very good at their jobs.
Cheers out. Vote Machu for.
Yeah.
And if you want better police officers,
if you want more funding in police people's hands,
if you want to pull over more movie stars that have been drinking, keep those dirty movie stars off the road.
100%. Yeah, I mean, it's got to be Chris Pine. He's a legitimately good actor. You know, like Hemsworth hasn't. I mean, outside of Thor, hasn't done jack shit.
Who the fuck is
Evans? Oh, yeah. Evans has done a couple of all right films, but
he's kind of got the munna though, being Captain America.
Yeah, he is.
And Snowpiercer was really good, but aside from that, there's not any. Whereas like Chris Pine, like he's done lots of films and he's been pretty good in most of them.
What about Not Another Teen Movie?
Oh, Chris Evans was amazing in that.
I
didn't want a Sunday. It was
Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
He was good in that as well. Maybe Chris Evans is making a comeback here. Yeah.
I think you're missing the obvious one. What about Cliff Curtis?
Chris Curtis,
he can play anything but a Māori.
He's multi-dimensional.
He played a Māori in Fear the Walking Dead, the TV series. He was straight up Māori. That was like, it was almost like a fucking relief when over. Like I remember, I watched the first one or two episodes or something, and they said, "Oh, you Māori people will have a belief about returning the body to your homeland," and it was like. Yes, I'm a Māori. like a relief of like, oh, I get to be myself.
If I get no money for this whole season, can I just be Māori?
I'm not Iraqi. I'm not Mexican. I'm not any other nationality they've decided to throw me in.
Arab.
What about Christian Slater? Is anyone?
Christian Slater. I've got Christian Slater.
Cuffs. How good was Cuffs?
Yeah, anything else he's done that was amazing after that. About to say he was great in Zoolander, but that was a cacophony. I don't know why I've got those two mixed up in my head now.
I was like,
there's an evolution. Oh, no, that was fucking cacophony as well.
Yeah.
Was he in Jumanji?
Nah.
I always thought that Christian Slater and the Aussie cricketer Michael Slater looked exactly the same.
Yeah.
He was in that second movie of Lava Boy and Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
You think any of us have...
Oh, no, you've got...
I have seen that.
The second version. It's bizarre. Heroes.
It's got... Antonio Banderas in it.
Yeah.
He was good in Interview with the Vampire, and I want to say Mr. Robot TV series he was pretty good in.
Yeah.
But there's been fuck all else.
It was in that movie with the Patricia Arquette.
Oh, yeah. True Romance.
Yeah, that was
the man in True Romance.
Yeah.
This might be Christian Slater.
Yeah, Christian Slater. Yeah.
This might be, no, like, I mean, he might be the best Chris.
Christian Slater? The best Chris?
Heathers was really good as well. He's actually done... some really good films, whereas Chris Pine, like, the Star Trek movies are great, but, I mean, good.
So we've reviewed, like, Thor, we've reviewed Extraction.
Yeah.
And who started that movie?
The Aussie guy.
Yeah. What's his name? Kim from Home and Away.
Chris Noworth.
Chris Noworth.
Skinny weakling, Chris. No, we don't like
Let's him. Move on. Let's move on and wrap up this podcast. Final question is a Patreon question. Comes courtesy of our man Dan of Netflix and Swill. Check them out. Great podcast. Great podcast. Covers all things Netflix related. His question, who is the true MVP of this movie?
Splinter. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I don't know why he's so hard on him. He saves them, man. He saves the day. Him and the
coward.
April.
The coward, eh?
Yeah.
Never go out. He's got one of those. What do they call those phobias of going outside?
Agoraphobia.
Yeah. That's your hero.
What's
not me.
That's your MVP.
Nah, not me.
What Splinter's weapon does he ever stick as well?
Yeah, I feel like like a walking stick, like not a.
Oh yeah, he does too. Yeah.
Thinking of classical Splinter, I found it hilarious how Donatello was like, "I've only got a stick. Why have I got such a shitty weapon?" Yeah, it turns out to be the most useful weapon. Throughout so much of this movie.
You can do lots of things with a stick.
Oh, look at you. I knew this would get you going. Oh, I love Donatello. He's amazing. Great. He's totally me. I mean, he's cool.
Great for
he's nerdy and fun.
Great for drinking games. Jump over the broomstick.
Jumped over the broomstick.
yeah.
I'd Superfly. Superfly's the man.
Yeah, he is the man.
He saved this movie. Yeah, like halfway through the movie, I woke up like, oh, Ice Cube, baby. And he dominated the turtles, and he had the cool plan, and he hated on the humans. All the right things. Like, humans suck. Like, straight up, they're shit. We suck.
It's funny because we as humans think we're awesome, but then you look at the amount of shit that we do to animals.
Yeah, he pointed it out, pointed all out of our flaws. He says, we'll just keep some of them for entertainment. Some of them can be food. And it's straight up what we do to everything else on the planet.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So I was like, pointing out all our flaws.
Deep take.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanos did nothing wrong. I mean, Superfly did nothing wrong.
Yeah. Click his fingers.
The one I had was, like, first of all, I'll give it up for John Cena for letting his voice be changed and not giving a shit. But Paul Rudd, I thought Paul Rudd's character was fucking hilarious. Mondo Gecko.
Yeah, Mondo Gecko.
Mondo Gecko. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, yes, it is Paul Rudd.
What's another actor that changed his voice? Groot?
Yeah.
Didn't expand the dialogue, though, yeah, too much.
Family, I am Groot.
Family, Groot.
Family, Groot.
I'd love to do a word count on Vin Diesel, eh? From the last 10 years and see how many different words he's used.
It'll be a race between him and Arnie in movies, eh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Vocabulary of 500 English words, max. And I mean max. This is probably more like 50. Anyway, that does take us down to the end. Thank you again to these guys. And thank you to our Patreons who have supported us through this and provided questions and all that sort of good stuff. Upcoming episodes, me and Liz and a special guest, potentially, are going to be doing Shawshank Redemption. Ooh. That's going to be the next episode. And then after that, the sky's the limit, but we might be doing Desperado. We might be doing Happy Gilmore. We might be doing Billy Madison. Who fucking knows?
Expendables 4.
Oh, the Expandables.
Is that what it is?
No, have you seen like Expendables have changed it to a 4 and it looks like Expandables.
Oh, that is...
Like Fantastic, Fan-4-stick or whatever the fuck it was. It looks Expend-4.
It's confusing.
Expendfordable.
Detracts from the quality of the movie.
Top quality movie making. Anywho, yeah, there will be a couple of episodes coming up and leads us up to the end of the year where we've got some plans for our Christmas special, but who knows? If you want to get a hold of us, you can find us on email at mritqs@gmail.com or you can find us on Twitter/X/ whatever it's called at Movie Reviews In or on Facebook and Instagram at Movie Reviews In 20 Qs. Anyway, that's thanks from me.
JJ.
Yo.
Here's a bit of trivia for you guys. You know the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Teenage? Do you know who composed that?
No.
Chuck Laurie.
I still don't know.
Do you know who Chuck Laurie is?
Like 2 and a Half Men?
Created 2 and a Half Men, yeah. And Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
He's the original Charlie Harper. The actual Charlie Harper.
Yeah. That's Charlie Sheen.
No, but Charlie Harper, he's a jingle.
Yeah. So that was Chuck Lorre. Chuck Lorre was a jingle man who then used that to segue into making TV shows.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy, right?
Does he have a house in Malibu?
Probably.
And if I can dropkick brother, that's a chiropractor?
Probably. Does he have tiger blood? Probably.
Winning.